Welcome to the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast from the University of Birmingham. In each edition, we hear from an expert in a different field who gives us insider information on key trends, upcoming events, and what they think the near future holds.
Hello and welcome to the final Ideas Lab Predictor podcast of 2011. And it's a bit of a different one. We're on location with the Outreach Officer for the History of Medicine Unit at Birmingham University, Julia Highland. And Julia is also a medical effects makeup artist. So she's sitting next to me doing her medical effects as we speak. Julia, do you want to tell us what it is you're doing to this lady's arm?
I've just started doing ringworm on my model here. This is the second ringworm I've done for the day. I shall be doing three on three separate skin tones. The products are all the same, and we're trying to ascertain whether skin conditions look different on different skin tones. And so far we've done psoriasis on three separate models, we've done Kaposi's sarcoma on three models, and now I'm completing ringworm. And the findings are quite revealing, really, in that, especially with the Kaposi's sarcoma, the conditions look completely different.
The noise we can hear in the background is a room full of students who've been your willing victims for today. They're all here as models to have medical makeup applied to them. So just talk us through how you're applying this ringworm.
Those are pre-made dermatological conditions which I've made at home.
And they're a kind of silicone kind of skin that you put over the top.
Yeah. They're made in moulds and then they can be stuck on to any person. So they're all the same. And so we can find out whether these represent differently on different skin tones.
And then you've got makeup, different coloured makeup you can put over the top.
Yeah, and then makeup over them as well. So stick them on with specialist glues and specialist products. And Sophie here has offered to have ringworm, which I've just finished. So how does that feel?
It feels very strange. It looks like it should hurt, but obviously there's no pain in my arm.
So we've just nipped out of the room because it's very noisy in there to sit down with Dr. June Jones, who is Senior Lecturer in Biomedical Ethics. June, explain a little bit more about what's been going on.
We're looking at a project in dermatology on non-white skin because a third of our population in the West Midlands is non-white. So Julia and I are doing a project to try and see what the differences are of how dermatological conditions present on white and non-white skin.
Because the point is they look very different. A condition that looks one way on white skin can look completely different on dark skin, and that makes it really hard for GPs to diagnose.
Absolutely. We've just been applying Kaposi's sarcoma. Julia's been using exactly the same products, but we've done it on white skin, slightly darker skin, and then very dark skin, and they look totally different.
So if I'm a GP and somebody with very dark skin comes into my clinic and I'm not sure what I'm looking at, what resources are there to help me get the right diagnosis for this person?
Well, there are two sets of image banks that you could search as a GP. The problem that we found is that one of the image banks has only got 4% of its images on non-white skin, and the other image bank's only got 1% of its images on non-white skin. So you could diagnose a patient with white skin relatively easy. If you've got a patient with dark skin, then the image banks aren't going to help.
And these are international image banks, so there's no help from outside the UK either?
No, absolutely. Both of these image banks are international, so there's no help.
So what's the upshot of that? What's happening if GPs don't have the information they need to help them diagnose people properly?
Well, we know from the research data in America around melanoma on black skin that it's completely underdiagnosed and undertreated.
So the risk is people don't get diagnosed, or else the GP thinks, I've got no idea, I'm just going to refer this person and be on the safe side. And so they take up extra time being referred when maybe they shouldn't be.
Yes, so they either are underdiagnosed or they could be inappropriate referrals to a dermatologist if the GP's had more information about what to look for. But they're certainly underdiagnosed and undertreated.
So what you're doing today is just part of a bigger push to try and get something done in this area.
Today is just a practice run for Julia, so that when we run the real course next term, we'll be able to bring medical students in, apply the makeup for them, and then GPs will have an opportunity to look at what those images look like, not just show them a photograph, be able to use real students.
So GPs will be able to have as good a look as possible, as close as possible to the real thing on different coloured skins, just to help them diagnose things.
Yes, absolutely, because even the images that we produce aren't as good as looking at real skin and be able to turn it to the light and ask for the patient to rotate their arm or move their head. So it's important to use live patients, but we're going to use medical students rather than bring real patients in.
It's easy to see how important this is, because without adequate training and resources, there are going to be millions of people who potentially could be misdiagnosed in this area, couldn't there?
Absolutely, and we've got one of the most diverse populations in the West Midlands, so it's really important that all the patients in the West Midlands have equitable healthcare. And at Birmingham University, we're responsible for training doctors for the West Midlands, so it's really important that we lead the way here and train our doctors to provide equitable healthcare for all.
I'm just going to grab a quick word with one or two of our models, who I understand are all medical students. What's your name?
Kaviri.
And what year are you in?
I'm in the second year.
So what disease have you got today?
I have psoriasis today.
Have you been surprised by the way the different diseases look on the different coloured skins?
Yeah, I think like some skins show it up a lot more and it's more drastic. Because against paler skins, you can see it better.
So it looks worse on white people?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it doesn't look as... Because you've got Asian skin, yeah. So it looks different on your skin. So hopefully going forward in your career in medicine, something that you'll be able to bear in mind.
And if they do end up showing GPs what different things look like, it'd be quite good. Because especially in a place like Birmingham, because there's so many people of different ethnicities.
I'm Sasan and I'm a second year medic.
I'm Abby and I'm also a second year medic.
I'm Misha and I'm also a second year medic.
And which diseases have you had today?
Kaposi sarcoma.
I had the ringworm.
Ringworm.
You had the ringworm as well. What have you guys learned from being here today? What do you think is the importance of trying this out has been?
Just to see what different diseases look like and different skin tones, and to help other people recognise how different diseases might look.
How did your disease look compared with the white person that had the similar ringworm on their arm?
I guess it doesn't stand out as much if you don't have white skin. It looks odd, obviously, but just not as apparent, I would say.
And your Kaposi sarcoma looked quite different, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Darker. Yeah, it was really dark, and I think it probably looked more like a mole than it was a carcinoma, so that was obviously quite a big difference.
It would have been a lot harder to spot, I imagine.
Yeah, not many people could probably see that quite clearly, so yeah.
My name is Peter Davis, and I'm a first-year medical student.
And what disease do you have today?
I have a Kaposi sarcoma on my left temple.
And it looks quite nasty.
Yeah, I had a look in the mirror and it doesn't look too nice. It looks quite bloody, but yeah.
Black and...
Yeah.
And what do you think the value has been of you coming along and volunteering today?
I think it would be really difficult for a GP to distinguish the difference between certain conditions, because I think it just shows the different colours that are brought out of different diseases on the skin. So people with different skin colours can be a real challenge to distinguish between one disease and another. So I think if there was some way that make that job easier for GPs, then that'd be really advantageous, because it could prevent a backlog being presented to hospital of unnecessary referrals for the wrong disease, I guess.
So that's it from the medical school and from Dr. June Jones and Julia Highland. And that's it from us in Ideas Lab for this year. May we wish you a very happy Christmas.
This podcast and others in the series are available on the Ideas Lab website, www.ideaslabuk.com. On the website, you can find out how to email us with comments, questions, or suggestions for future topics for the podcast. There's also information on the free support Ideas Lab has to offer to TV and radio producers, new media producers, and journalists. The interviewer for the Ideas Lab Predictor podcast was Lucy Vernal, and the producer was Andy Tootell.